art of art. Above all, start with a very expensive frame and be sure to engrave your name. Art is a very special thing, and it has little to do with coloring. And art is a teacher of itself, and a school without a single bookshelf. You can start with anything, so as long as it is lasting. There may be just but a single rule in art, and if you follow it, it will make you smart. Never do anything temporary. In the end, all of your art must fill a library. As to where to start? Well, that depends on your art. If I had to recommend something to get you into the zone, I'd say get a hammer and find a huge glacial stone. Just look at it and let the shape speak. And then shape it. Shape it for a whole week. Make it funny and sad and wise and profound. And just leave it there. Leave it there until it is found. So as long as you make it last, it will permanently grace your beautiful past. You are not just learning art, you are also helping the world become smart. And if you can't come up with a shape, then make it into a very large grape. We'll call this one Earth, and it will mark the birth of the greatest art project on planet Earth. The next little rock you will need, we will name Mars. And you will have to drive far indeed. And your art will need to connect and fast, because you are also telling a story of your past. People will expect to see the beginning, the middle, and an end, and they will wait to see what wisdom you will recommend. Temporary art is no good. It must last, and we must be understood. My goodness, there is so much to say. So much wisdom to convey. This is why it must be set in stone, so that it is never, ever gone. May all your artworks be as loved as they are clever, and may each and every one of them last forever.